you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.
Thank you for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.
Great morning, lovelies. I want to thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired on this glorious Thursday morning. I want to really, at this point, guys, jump right into the topic for this morning. The topic this morning is praise God, not pain. Praise God, not pain. And I know some of you are like, okay, what is she talking about? What does that mean? So you know how when we're going through things and we will talk about what we're going through rather than praising God. Like we will seek to eliminate God in our conversations and dialogue with friends and family before we actually praise God. See, all these things that we go through, guys, is preparation for what God has equipped us to do and to be, to carry out His purpose in our lives. So I want to challenge you all to get to the place of, when you're going through something, just start praising Him. Start thanking Him for everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the in-between. I was reading 1 Thessalonians 5. And actually, I'll go ahead and read that to you all right now. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren and hope with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And I've just read 1 Thessalonians 5. Isn't that a powerful verse to read and just meditate on all the words in that particular chapter? That's again 1 Thessalonians 5. It's so empowering, it's so encouraging, it's so inspiring to read, guys, that we have a God, the God of all, that comforts us, that leads us, that protects us, that wants us to operate within love, to admonish those that lead us, to just give back to others what we're supposed to give. And if we can get to a place of being able to completely embody this particular chapter in everything that we do, we wouldn't even have to worry about the pain, because our focus and our strength will come from us being able to be led by God. So guys, I want to challenge you this morning to get to the place of, as the topic for the morning is, praise God and not pain. That's where we have to be at, guys. We all go through things in life. And when we need support, we need counsel, we go in prayer, we read God's word. And if you need a counselor to talk to, then of course, reach out for that therapist that can actually reach you and meet you right where you are and provide you the insight and guidance that you need to navigate through life. But when you're interacting on a day-to-day basis and you're dealing with your family, your friends, even your enemies, I want you all to get to the place of being able to operate from love, acceptance, being willing to embrace and encourage, inspire, and empower other people. Let it become a daily interaction. Let it become something that you do innately, something that is truly who you are. Because guys, once you accept Christ, that love that's inside of you has to be brought out. And if you let it come out, it will come out, even when you're dealing with difficult people. And Lord knows, you will deal with difficult people, but you don't want that to be the focus. You want to focus more so on love, on being able to accept that person, being able to move beyond anything that you're dealing with, any illness, any pain, any addiction that you're dealing with, any court case that you have pending. You want to be able to move beyond that and give it all back to God, because He's in control of everything that you're going through, everything that I'm going through. So just let's, at this point, in this very moment, go ahead and put our minds on God and show Him that He's in control, that He has all power, all control, and He is in the Alpha and the Omega. He's the author of our lives. You know, it's kind of like we're His Muppets, and He's basically just pulling us along and leading us through this life. He says He even knows the number of hairs on your head. He says He loves you more than the number of grains of sand on a beach. When you think about that in all the beaches in the world, He loves you even more than that. If you stick your finger down in the sand, just the tip of your finger, you pull up, what, 500,000 pieces of sand just on the tip of your finger. So God's love is even greater than that for you. So why not just give that love back to people that you come in contact with, even those that are difficult, even when you're going through challenges within your body, within your family, whatever it is that you're going through, being able to operate within that same frame of reference, that same love that God has given you as a believer of Christ and as a follower of Christ. Let us look to God. Most gracious, most gracious, most gracious God, most gracious and loving God, we come before you right now, God. We first of all, God, just praise your holy name, God. We thank you, God, for everything that you have done, God. We ask, Lord, that you will forgive us, Father God, of our sins, God. That you will, God, block out all of our iniquities, God. Lord, that you will completely saturate us, God. That your Holy Spirit will reign, God, within our lives, God. That you will meet us where we are, God. That you will, Lord, allow us to show that love, God, that you've given to us, Lord, in every interaction that we have, God. That pain that we're dealing with, God, whether it be within our bodies, within our minds, within our family, God, whatever the pain is, illness, financial, God, when we're dealing with the government, God, anything that's coming against us, God, Lord, I just ask, God, that you will meet us, God, where we are, God, that your love will completely take over us, God, and control us, God, in everything that we do, God. Lord, we know that, God, you're in control of us, God, that you have the final say, God, that you created us with our ends in mind, God. And Lord, let us be reminded of that on this morning, God, that you already have things worked out, God, that we don't have anything to worry about, God. We just praise you, God, because you're awesome, God, because you are God, that you are just the Alpha and the Omega, God. You are the beginning and the end, God. You are all that, God, and then some, God. You are our Father, God. You are the way maker, God. You are our comforter. You are the Prince of Peace, God. You created us, God, with our end in mind. And God, let us just reflect on that, God. If we're having trouble, God, just give us a glimpse, God, of what we've overcome, God, and how you've brought us through, God, time and time and time again, God, that we have nothing to worry about, that we have no reason to be weary, God, even in our well-doing, God. Hallelujah, God. We praise you, God, because you're worthy of all the praise and glory, God. You are, God, our Prince of Peace, God. And Lord, we ask, God, right now, God, that you will give out peace, God. Lord, bring us to a place of peace, God, within our minds, God, within everything that we do, God, every interaction we have, God, every quest that we have to partake upon, God, everything that we embark upon, everything that we touch, God, everything that we am, God. Let us embody, God, that peace and that love, God, that only you can give, God, even when it's a challenging situation, God. Touch families, God. Touch individuals, God. Touch everyone that's listening, God. Everyone that will listen later, God. Touch them, God. Give them the peace, God, of all peace that surpasses all understanding, God. God, we just love you, God, and we praise you, God. We glorify, God, your holy, holy name, God. We're thanking you, God, right now that it's already done, God, that we will go forth, God, and be your ambassadors, God, to proclaim your majesty, God, to uplift your name, God, in everything that we do, every interaction that we have, God. And when our flesh comes up, God, we ask that you forgive it now, God, that you not see it, God, though we know that you don't, God. Once we accept you, you said, God, our sins are as far from the east as they are to the west, God. And we thank you, God, for just letting us, just merely men, God, be accepted into your kingdom, God, to carry out even a small glimpse of your ways, God. We can't even, God, measure up to you, God. We are as filthy rags, God. Yet you still see within us, God, the goodness and the potential, God. And you want us to, God, praise you, God, to give everything that we have back to you, God. To you want to use us, God. And we thank you, God. And Lord, if anyone is confused, God, about what it is, God, that you want them to do, God, what it is that you've placed inside of them, God, I ask, God, that you will lead them to the people that they need to be led to, God. If that's how you would like to reach them, if it's in your word, God, let them turn right, God, to your voice, God, within your word, God. Lead them, God, so that they can actually carry out your word, God. We know, God, that our days on this earth right here is numbered, God. God, but you're here and you're here forevermore, God. And you're leading us down the path, God, that you would have us to go in. Lord, we thank you, God. Today's prayer, God, and focus is just on loving you, God, and just praising you, God, and feeling peace within, God, and operating within love, God, because that's who you would have us to be, God. That's what you've imparted within us, God. We thank you, God, for everything that you've done, God, the things that you will do, God. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that I pray this morning. Amen, amen, and amen. So, guys, you know, you've listened to the show before. If you haven't, I always like to offer the prayer of salvation to anyone that may be at a crossroad, may have backslidden, or may be ready to give your life to Christ. If that is you this morning, it's really simple, guys. All that you have to do is confess that Jesus is Lord of all gods. He is the Lord of, he is Christ. And once you do that, you are embraced and accepted into the body. So you repeat after me this prayer of salvation. I recommend after you've done so, if you don't have a church, find yourself a church, get rooted within that church, seek to be baptized, and follow the leader within that church. I'm sure that they will not mislead you. So if that's you this morning, repeat after me. Father, I know that I have broken your laws, and my sins have separated me from you. I am truly sorry, and now I want to turn away from my past sinful life toward you. Please forgive me and help me avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. Please send your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So if you've prayed this prayer of salvation with true conviction, guys, in your heart, guess what? You are now a follower of Jesus. This is a fact, whether or not you feel any different. Religious systems oftentimes may have led us to believe that you may feel different, you know, or you have to feel something whenever you accept Christ, like a warm glow, a tingle, or something mystical within your body. The fact is, you may or you may not. If you have prayed the prayer of salvation and you meant it with everything in you, you are now a follower of Jesus. The Bible tells us that your eternal salvation is secure, and that's some good news. Guys, I want to thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired. This is my Thursday morning of inspiration. If you guys would like to visit me online, feel free to do so at www.verondabellamy.com. There you can learn more about me and everything that I do. You can listen to previous shows from there as well. The shows, if you have an iPhone, the shows are in iTunes. Also, if you have a traditional smartphone, you can just download the Spreaker, Spreaker app from your marketplace, and you'll be able to listen to my shows from there. Just type in from either iTunes or Spreaker, Veronda Bellamy, and everything will populate for you from there. All of the shows, I'm into season 3 of Veronda Bellamy Inspired, so you can actually go back and listen to any shows and all of the previous shows directly from either one of those platforms. If you need more help, of course, you can go to verondabellamy.com and follow the information from there. Just look for the Veronda Bellamy Inspired Show. And everything that you need about the show is there. If you have any prayer requests, feel free to email your prayer request to prayerrequest@verondabellamy.com. Guys, this show will go on through April, the end of April of this year, and then we'll start back up for season 4 in the fall of 2016. So it's a morning prayer every Thursday morning at 7 o'clock a.m., and then the fourth Sunday of every month, there is an interview and a special guest, kind of a different format, a little more relaxed type of format than what you experience on Thursday mornings. I have a different guest that comes on when I do the Sunday evenings, and again, that's the fourth Sunday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. I have an awesome guest already lined up for this particular Sunday, which ironically is Easter, so I will be airing the show on that particular on Easter Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully, you guys can join in. You can invite your family and everyone to join in and listen to the show that day. But the guest that's going to be on is absolutely phenomenal. You guys have seen her on TV and all of that. And I'll announce who that person is as time continues on and before the show actually airs. So just stay tuned to all of that. Guys, I just want you all to know that I love you all. I thank you all so much for all of the support. As I always say, I believe I'm on to something and I'm not going to stop. There's so much that God wants me to do, and I'm focused on even, you know, going beyond my fear and making sure that I carry out God's work in excellence. There is a lot that's coming, and I thank you all for all of the support. And if you ever need to speak with me, again, you can go to my website, verondabellamy.com, prayerrequest@verondabellamy.com for any emails that you may want to send over to me. I love you all. Thank you for joining me on this morning. Join me back next Thursday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want you to smile at someone, hug someone, and show someone the love of God today. Be inspired. Next, you will hear from Ernest Pugh, song titled Hosanna.
SNL, what we said. Hallelujah.
Joining Veronda Bellamy, Inspired.